Welcome to Young Catholic Speaks. My name is Bennett. It's a common expression to say that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. We Catholics hear that all the time, but how often do we think about what it means? Allow me to paraphrase the Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 1374. When we say that the Eucharist is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, we mean that the whole person of Jesus is there. Jesus gives us his whole self. Everything about him is there in the Eucharist, his humanity and his divinity, his physical body and his spiritual soul. He holds nothing back. Jesus gives us his entire self in the Eucharist. And what does he tell us to do? Eat him. Consume him. He gives himself to us without reservation in the most intimate way possible. He puts himself inside our bodies. He even humbles himself to make the Eucharist look and taste like simple bread and wine. If the Eucharist looked and tasted like human flesh and blood, we would be terrified. No one would want to eat and drink that. He wants to give himself to us so much that he takes on the appearance of bread and wine. When we consume the Eucharist, Jesus gives us his whole self. But do we give him our whole selves? Jesus, who is God, humbles himself so much that he puts himself in our bodies. But do we offer our bodies to him, or do we eat him without giving him a second thought? Allow me to use an analogy. If someone you love comes to your house, do you let them in and then act like they aren't there? Of course not. You welcome them, offer them something to eat or drink, and talk to them. When Jesus comes to live in us, do we act as though he isn't there? Or do we treat him as an honored guest? When we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we should pray, we should talk to Jesus. But what can we offer Jesus? Jesus gives us everything about himself. It's only fair that we offer him everything about ourselves. We can offer him our soul, our virtues, that they may glorify him, and our sins, that he may heal us from them. We can offer him our blood, which symbolizes our whole life, that our lives may glorify him, even if our blood is shed for his sake. Finally, we can offer him our bodies, that he may use them for his glory. This is the offering I really want to focus on today. If we're going to give Jesus our bodies, then we must serve others. We can do this especially well through the 7 corporal or bodily works of mercy. They are: feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, and bury the dead, or assist those who are mourning. It's another common expression that we should be the hands and feet of Christ. Let's offer our hands and feet to Jesus, and let him serve others through us. Remember, Jesus gives us everything he has without reservation in the Eucharist. Let's give him everything we have in return. This month, March of 2024, Pope Francis asks us to pray for the new martyrs, those who offer Jesus everything they have and risk their lives for the gospel. Next month, April of 2024, he asks us to pray for the role of women, that the dignity of women be recognized, and for discrimination against women to end throughout the world. I also ask you to pray about supporting me on Patreon. I need money to keep this podcast going, and Patreon is how you can help. You can find the link to my Patreon page in the description or on my website, youngcatholicspeaks.podbean.com. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Bennett. This is Young Catholic Speaks, and God willing, I'll see y'all next month.